This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Namai Haramai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra for a Hikoi, a practice to soothe weary travellers as they weave their way to Parliament. But really, this is a practice of Yoga Nidra for everyone this week. You may be making the journey on foot, in a car, on a bike, a wheelchair or a mobility scooter, or you just might be a tiny wee person being pushed in a pram. Or you might be making the journey with your eyes and your ears, watching it all unfold on the telly or on your phone, or hearing it on the radio. Or you might be making the biggest journey of all, with your heart, unpacking how and why you are living here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and feeling the gratitude of that. However you hikoi, you are so very welcome here today. To unravel this stuff takes time, strength, and courage, and this practice honours you for doing just that. To leave the place of comfort in the form of your home, or the place of comfort might be leaving behind an old story, what you thought was once true. But now that you know the truth, you can't not see it. Leaving comfort behind is unsettling, but knowing that sometimes we need to stretch beyond things we've outgrown and get comfy with being unsettled and find a new way of being in this land, being in this world, being in this very universe. So however you're travelling, whether it be in your body, your mind, or your heart, know that wherever you're resting today, that is your anchor. Right here. This little spot here on the earth is like a placenta, plugging you in to restore and nourish you. This little spot here, connecting you through all the mycelium pathways, interweaving all the way back to your mountain, all the way back to your river, all the way back to your ancestors' bones. And so wherever you're resting here today, no matter where you're from, your ancestors are nourishing you, feeding you with the grit, the determination, and the spirit to keep on keeping on. And know that the ancestors of this land, be they your ancestors or not, they're here with you too. For they have called you to come and join, to speak their words and uphold their wishes. So today, whether you might be resting in a new place or a familiar place, feel the warmth, the welcome of Manaakitanga, that you might be far from home, but home is really always within yourself and with the people. The people feeling their welcome, feeling their love, feeling their kindness. You may have been on the road for days, seeing unfamiliar sights, eating unfamiliar food and drinking water that tastes so different. And so perhaps paying attention to that, could you welcome the unfamiliar? And maybe slowly scanning your eyes around this room or this car or this rest area and drinking in all the sights, the people, the trees, the animals, the colours and all the textures. And if it feels okay to close your eyes, then do so. And maybe you can now welcome all the sounds. You might be hearing different voices, familiar and unfamiliar, birdsong, traffic, and maybe like phone beepings. So welcoming all the sounds, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant. And just noticing all the aromas you can detect. You could be like a dog at the beach with its nose waffling in the breeze, taking it all in. Our sense of smell is so closely linked with forming memories, and this is one journey you will never forget. And maybe you can taste something on the tip of your tongue, whatever you last ate or drank. And then letting your tongue relax in your mouth as there's no words to be spoken right now. And then feeling into all the textures against your skin, your clothing, maybe the caress of a breeze, maybe the softness of a blanket. And feeling all these textures between you and the earth upon whom you're resting. Feeling the support of the earth beneath you, Papa Tuanuku holding you in a kind and loving embrace. Your ancestors holding you so that you might settle and rest. And perhaps you can feel that the earth of your body is resting here on the body of the earth. Your body, a tiny little landscape in miniature, here resting on the vastness of the earth herself. Your body here settling, letting your bones soften, your muscles soften, and your breath soften. And feeling the landscape of your body, all the hills and the mountains and the valleys, all melding into the land upon wherever you are resting. So maybe you can feel your head letting down and your shoulders letting down through your upper arms and your elbows, and all the way down through your forearms and your wrists, letting down through the backs of your hands or the palms of your hands, and just softening fingers and thumbs. And letting down through your spine, through the upper part of your back and the middle part of your back, and all the way down through the small of your back. Letting down through your hips and your buttocks. Letting down through your thighs. Letting down through your knees and your shins and your calves. Letting down through your heels and your ankles. Tops of your feet and the soles of your feet and each and every top. And just feeling your body settling here upon the body of the earth. And feeling the river of your breath flowing through this landscape. Breath flowing so effortlessly. And maybe you can watch your breath just as you might watch a much cherished stretch of river. Or maybe you're a coastal dweller and you can see your breath ebbing and flowing with the waves, the currents and the tides. Breath flowing in and breath flowing out. And maybe you can even just see that peak of the breath, like the curl of a wave. The exhale, like the water rushing up the shore. And the inhale, like the wave drawing back before folding into another peak. And so as you settle, perhaps you can see this act of breathing as a friend linking you to your home place, a river, a beach, or an undulating valley. And may that soothe you and remind you why you are here. Why you are here on this pilgrimage of connection. Connection to your breath, connection to your land, and connection to each other. And maybe you could let your sense of connection come into your heart space. And you might feel your heart space dwells in the space between your eyebrows at Vatamanua, the seat of your inner vision. Or maybe today you feel it is behind your breastbone, deep in your heart's core. Or maybe it's all the way down in Pumanua, deep in your belly, in your home place, that connects you to ancestors of the past and the future. And perhaps you could breathe in through Pumanua and feel your breath arising all the way through your heart and all the way up to the space between your eyebrows. And exhaling down from the space between your eyebrows, through your heart, and all the way down into your belly. Breathing in and breathing out and just seeing, where is my heart space today? And could you let your sense of connection simply rest here and listen? And listen to all the sensations that you might be feeling pleasant or unpleasant, all that you're thinking about and reflecting upon, and all that you are feeling. Because no matter what you are thinking or feeling, each and every part of you is welcome. And then feeling into the back of your body, resting here on the body of the earth, and letting your attention come all the way down into your feet. These feet that have carried you so far, not only today, but throughout your whole life. And inviting each and every toe to rest. Your big toes, your second toes, your third toes, your fourth and little toes, all resting. I feel that the soles of your feet can rest at the tops of your feet, your heels and your ankles, all to rest. Your shins and calves, your knees, all the muscles in your thighs, all being called to rest. Feeling your hips and your buttocks and your pelvis all settling to rest. Your belly and your ribs, your chest and your shoulders, and all the way through your arms, settling into rest through your elbows and forearms, your wrists, your thumbs and your first fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers and little fingers, all pulled to rest. It's like a wave of snooziness now moving through your arms and all the way back through your shoulders, all the way up through the back of your neck and your throat, all being called to rest. Softening and relaxing your chin and your jaw and all the muscles in your face. Perhaps you can just feel your breath flowing in and out through your nostrils. Breath through your nostrils, bringing your awareness into the space between your eyebrows and all the way up to the very crown of your head. And perhaps here at the crown of your head, you can feel sunlight or gentle raindrops bringing a sense of awareness to the space. Sunlight and raindrops as the nourishment needed here for our future together. And perhaps we could hikoi through the landscape of our bodies, sowing seeds of hope and seeds of togetherness. Sowing a tiny little seed here at Whatumanawa, the space between your eyebrows. And another little seed down at the dip between your collarbones. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right arm and sowing a seed at your shoulder, your elbow and your wrist. And five tiny little seeds for your right thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. And patting in those seeds and gently patting the earth down over at your wrist, your elbow and your shoulder. And coming back to the little seed you've sown here at the space between your collarbones. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left arm and sowing a seed at your left shoulder, your left elbow and wrist. And five tiny little seeds for your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. All the little seeds being patted in, closing up that little furrow, the wrist, the elbow and the shoulder, and coming all the way back to the tiny seed at the little dip in between your collarbones. And then sowing a seed deep behind your breastbone, a seed for the right side of your chest and a seed for the left side of your chest. Coming back to the seed behind the breastbone and slowly moving down through the landscape of your body, sowing a seed at your belly, a seed deep in your pelvis, and then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, sowing a seed at your right hip, your knee and your ankle, And five tiny little seeds with the very tips of your toes. Right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. And gently patting in the seeds and covering them up. Gently patting in at your ankle and your knee and your hip, and all the way back to the seed deep in your pelvis. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left leg. Sowing a seed here at your left hip, your knee, and your ankle. And five tiny little seeds for the very tips of your toes, your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Patting the seeds in, gently covering them. Seeds at your ankle, knee, and hip. The seeds deep in your pelvis and your belly. The seed at your heart. The little seed in the dip in between your collarbones. And all the way back to the tiny seed sowed here deep in the space between your eyebrows. And bringing the light of your awareness into the space and feeling down, all the way down into the land of your resting body. And can you feel the warmth of your resting bones here, cradled by Papatūānuku? Your bones held by the bones of your ancestors, and the river of your breath nourishing the whenua and the seeds of hope. And could you see these seeds of hope germinate, unfurl, and grow? Taller and taller, stronger and stronger, little tendrils reaching towards one another for support and to climb higher, seeking light, seeking the rain. And what might these seeds bloom into? What fruit might ripen? And what might we harvest? And then taking this vision, the seeds of hope and all it might be, and bringing it back to your heart space, maybe at Whatumanawa, Manawa, or Pumanawa. Where does the seed settle and lay down roots? Listening to the songs of the seed and what it brings to life. And knowing that this little seed will continue to grow, to gather strength as you perhaps choose to fall deeper into sleep. Or maybe it's time to gather yourself together and hit the road once again. The choice is yours. And if you choose to rise once more, then starting to feel the rivers of your breath growing a little stronger. Perhaps it's like the rush of water through the river after the rain. And feeling the strength of your breath stirring your bones, starting to move and ripple. And maybe you can feel your clothing moving against your skin and just wiggling your fingers and your toes, and perhaps rolling over onto your side. And may you rise rejuvenated and nourished and ready to march together. Not only to Parliament, but into our shared future together. And just knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.